Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Omud Aleph. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, Be'ezus Hashem, concluding the beautiful siman of Tof Kuf Nun Tes, which deals with many of the customs on Tisha B'Av. Meherah B'Yameinu, it should be a Moed, as we've mentioned many times in this siman, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will finish it off today. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Noagin Shelo Lishchot, there is a custom not to go and shecht on Tisha B'Av, and not to prepare the meal for the nighttime, not to do so until after midday. After midday, the avelus is a little bit lessened, and then one can do appropriate preparations that are necessary for eating that night. Now, this, of course, assumes that you're going to have fleishos. We had already pointed out previously, and the Mishnah will point out again now, that there is a custom not to have fleishos on Matzei Tisha B'Av, unless it's some sort of a sudas mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Lamites, Hainu, as I just mentioned, this is only that you're allowed to go shecht on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon after Chatzos, those that are nogim lechol bosa b'layla, those that have the custom to eat meat at night. De'elu anogim minor kosher, those that follow the more correct, proper procedure and custom, shelo lechol gam b'layl asir, that they don't have meat up until Chatzos of the day of Yud Ba'av, because as we mentioned, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, really lit, set on fire in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, and it burned throughout the night and through Yud, so therefore the Avelus on Yud is also appropriate as well. So in this situation, where the proper custom is not to have meat on Leil Motzei Tisha B'Av, so then, as we learned, Kidel and Simon Tovkuf Nun Ches, so then for these people who don't eat meat that night, also Lishchol B'Tisha B'Av, Af Acha Chatzos. Therefore, they should not shecht, even after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. However, v'rak l'hochin, shar tzor chisudo mutarach Chatzos. But they have to prepare whatever they need to prepare. They're making some milcha kiddish, so you're allowed to start preparing that from after Chatzos as well. And he brings down, ken kosav ataz. This is the opinion of the Taz. Now, in the Shar Tzion, Os Mim Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim is an arichus, and he says, I didn't bring down that also, v'lo zecharti b'zeh divri ha-morgin Avram, bin yuneinu, I didn't bring down the Morgan Avram's opinion on this, shigam hu sover ketaz, which is like the Taz. And he says, in Simon Tovkuf Nunalep, the Morgan Avram there writes, in the name of the Avudram, the sover k'el yorab l'hoku b'zeh, that the Avudram is more lenient. And he says, Vina Risi b'chayodam, Chayodam also says, Noagin shelo l'hochin tzor chisudov shelo lishchot ad achar chatzos, who says that you also should wait until after chatzos. And he says, V'yesh b'kol m'shenogim lishchot l'tzor achachil l'mocher. And some have the lenient opinion that even if you're not eating meat that night, you can shecht after chatzos on Tisha B'Av for the next day's meal. And he brings this down, the name of the Morgan Avram in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Bemes, he says, Hama'ayin beguf divri avudram. But if you look at the avudram that the Morgan Avram brings down, Yerushalohita rak acha chatzos. He says this is only after chatzos. And he says, Gami divri ataz, shevi. And like we said, the taz here says, Ein rai shabosu mekomus hekelu kol mechatzos. Nobody does it before chatzos. Rak shabosu mekomus nagu kimino kosher sholecho bosu belel asiri. There are those places that didn't eat meat at all at night. And therefore, afilohoche hekelu lusho betisha bov acha chatzos. Even there, as we just brought down, there is a lenient opinion to allow, even if you're not going to eat meat that night, to still go and shecht after chatzos. And that's what the Taz was talking about. And he brings it down as well from the Ksav Sofer, Shezehu Kavanaso. That's the Ksav Sofer's opinion as well. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, U'selfi el yirabah meikil bazeh. The El Yerabah is even more makel, and he says, yesh l'hokil. And one can rely upon this lenient opinion of the El Yerabah to go and shecht after chatzos, if you need to, even though you're not eating meat that night, even though it's for the next day. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem, that normally you shouldn't shecht before chatzos, you should only shecht after chatzos. And he says, also lahokel b'mokum shenagu iser. And nobody should go and be lenient if the minog in that place is not to go and shecht. However, he says, okay, l'tzor sudas mitzvah. If you're making a sudas mitzvah that night, shia b'layla on Matzei Tisha B'Av, that's a person's making the pigeon a bed. The person's making a bris milah, things that we talked about in yesterday's shir, that you can't do on Tisha B'Av, so you make the suda after Tisha B'Av, so then, mutar lishchot afilu kolim chatzos, then you'd be allowed to shecht, not only after chatzos, but you can even shecht in that situation before chatzos, mistami, you need a decent amount of preparatory time to make a big suda smitzah, which you're allowed to have, if that's when it falls out, and you're going to celebrate it on Matzei Tisha B'Av. Now, we have just one bir halacha. If you look at the Dibra Masko, Ad Liachar Chatzos, and Chofetz Chaim writes, the reason why you're not supposed to shecht until after Chatzos, Kidei Shiyeh Yoshev V'Shomein Ba'Avelus Shel Yerushalayim, because until then, you should be immersed and engrossed just in thinking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. As we learned in yesterday's shir, don't even leave shul until the kinas are done, almost near Chatzos. And then go to the cemeteries, which we'll learn this din now in the upcoming Ramah. And he says, therefore, the purpose of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos is l'saseik u'lis'onein, to be involved in and to mourn b'nehi v'kinos, with crying and with kinos, and have nothing else in your mind. V'lo b'dvar macherim ha'mesamchen u'meisichim in avelos. He brings down for the Levush. Don't have anything else in mind. Certainly not things that will make you happy or joyous, and anything that will take you away from the avelos, that's improper to do. So a person's shechting, so it's going to take him off the mind of the avelos. He has to concentrate on doing the shechita. So unless the shechita is for a dvar mitzvah, like for a sudas mitzvah, so then we can do it before chatzos possibly, but otherwise if it's just to have meat, so then one shouldn't do this before chatzos. Now we go to the Ramah. Ramah tells us a very interesting halacha, and he says, Hagot. V'holchim, he says, on Tisha B'Av, after the kinos, we had already brought this down yesterday, the minhag is, holchim al hakvoros. People go to the cemeteries. Miyad, sholchim yivetzik neses. As soon as they get out of shul, after they finish the kinos, it's not yechatzos then, so you go to the cemeteries. That's how you spend the rest of the morning before chatzos. And he brings it down from the Beis Yosef in the name of Tosos. Now, why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Mem Aleph, you should go to a Jewish cemetery. We'll see in a moment that there isn't even an option to go to a Goyish cemetery. But he says, preferentially, you should go to a Jewish cemetery. I'll quote for Yisrael. Why? Kidei sheyivakshu aleinu rachamim. That you should go there and, so to say, ask for mercy, that the holy neshamas there should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy for us, sheyivakshu aleinu rachamim, that those holy neshamas, those tzaddikim and tzidkanios that are buried in there, our ancestors that are buried there, parents, grandparents, etc., we ask them to be a Melitz Yosher. They should be interceders for us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for mercy for Klal Yisrael. Now, the issue footnote number 48 brings down an unbelievably important idea, and this is potentially, Rahman al-Islam, a way for a person to do Avodah Zarah nowadays, Rahman al-Islam. So he says, Mikol Mokom, the issue footnote 48 says, one has to be very, very careful. Al yosim megamoso elamesim. Don't put your intention, don't put your purpose, don't think that the mesim have any power whatsoever. And he brings down, like it says in Simon, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Linyi Mashkos of Ramah, Shiesh Mekomu Shinoagim Lelech Halak Foros Be'er Rosh Hashanah, just like people have the minog, they go to the cemeteries, Er Rosh Hashanah, Er Yom Kippur. There are wonderful, beautiful customs. But he says there, and it applies here as well, Shal yosim megamoso neged HaMesim. Do not think that the Mesim have any power or ability to help you. No matter who the Mesim are, the greatest Gedolim, the greatest Tzaddikim. If you get David at the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, if you go any great Rebbe's Kever, if you go to any great Tzaddik's Kever, you can't dive into the Tzaddik. That's Avodah Zarah. Reshech the Shlita said that's Avodah Zarah, to think that anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shlita in the world. Why do people dive at the graves of great Tzaddikim? He says, Yevakesh me'Hashem Yisbarach. You're allowed to dive into Hashem Yisbarach. She'itin alinu rachamim b'schus ha'tzadikim shochnei ofor. You can ask that in the schus of these great tzadikim that are buried here, you're coming to the cemetery, in there, zechus Hashem, please help us. Or to, so to say, ask them to be interceders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. Their zechusim should intercede on our behalf. That you're allowed to do. But you can't, Rahman al-Islam, think that there's any independent power in these great tzaddikim. That is Avodah Zarah. Then he says, what about saying Tilim? So he says, Ayin mutu lo marsham pirkei Tilim. People normally have the minhag. They go to the cemetery, they say Tilim. Can you do this on Tisha B'Av? So he brings down from Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, where we said, Sheish Nogim lo mar Tilim b'mincha, the people have the custom to say Tilim at mincha, and he says, the reason is, Kivan shu derech bakosha, ein ze b'chlal isa tamu Torah. So on Tisha B'Av, you can say the Tilim, the Seder Ayom, that people say, some people have the custom to say Tilim every day, say it either by the day of the week, or by the day of the month, or by the Sefer, they go through the five Sifrei Tehillim, they're broken up into five Svarim, so they say one Sefer each day. So he says that you're allowed to do that, but he concluded over there that that technically it's more correct to do what the Magen Avraham says, which was brought down the minhag in Posen in Europe. Lo nagu lo mar tilim. They didn't say tilim. Even the Seder Ayom. So even those people that say on Aleph of the month, they say the tilim for Aleph. On Beis, they say for Beis. So on Tisha B'Av, they should be saying the tilim for Tess. He says, no. Lamachar is Tisha B'Av. On Yud, Hishlimu Gamash Lemes. So on Yud, they would say both Tess and Yud. That's, he says, the more preferred way. He brings up the Shaar Tzion, Shebederech HaChayim, in the Sefer Derech HaChayim, he writes, She'ein lomar tilim af b'mincha. He says it's improper to say tilim even by mincha time. And he brings down that there are different opinions, as we just said. Finally, according to Mishnah Brura, as explained by the Eben Yisrael, the Sefer we mentioned yesterday on the Mishnah Brura, she'ein lo ma'atilim gam shechol l'mesek varus. He seems to suggest that the Mishnah Brura's opinion is don't say tilim. However, he says, l'mi sheholich l'mesek varus mach mashish lo yard site b'tisha b'av. Nebuch, if somebody has a yard site on Tisha B'av, in that situation it might be permissible. He also brings down from the Sefer Zeh Shulchan, who brings down Shenogu Rav Lomar Tilim B'Tisha B'Av, that there are those that do say Tilim on Tisha B'Av, especially when they go to the cemeteries. And he says, you don't have to protest. Ein Limchos B'Yodim. They have who to stand on as well. Yechol Lismoch Ladeos. They can rely upon the opinions that say, Shekol Sha'omer Derech Bakosha, Ein Zeh B'Chlal Isser Talmud Torah B'Tisha B'Av. If you're saying that Tehillim is a Tchina, is a supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, so that's not Talmud Torah, and therefore technically is allowed on Tisha B'Av. He brings down the minhag in Varmaisa, in Worms. He says, Kosov she'ein omrim shom tchinos klal. He says, no, you don't even say tchinos at the cemetery. He says, you go there and it should remind you of death. So to say, reminds you that we're not eternal, that we're not nitzchias in this world, and that once you recognize that the people who were ahead of us are now nebuch in the kever. And he brings down from the minhag of the Chazonish, as brought down Orchos Rabbeinu, that his custom was to go to the cemetery, go there, Roa Sekvar, he saw the graves, Umiyah Chazar, and then he left. He didn't tarry there. Now go back to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, if there are no Jewish cemeteries near where you live, the main Shal Yisrael, he says, you know what? Al Holchem Afil Akir Yaakov, go to Goyisha Cemetery. Lomar Shanu Chashuvu Kemesim, again, to humble a person, to say, hey, these people were all here before, and they thought they also lived forever, and they're all in the grave, so it should humble us. The Ber Hetev in Os Yud Zayin, however, says, don't go to a Goyisha cemetery in Yeshom Elilim. If they have all sorts of Avodah Zarah and Gatchkas over there, so then don't go to the Goyisha cemetery. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, he says, when you go to the cemetery, you have to make sure that you're more than Dalet Amos away from the actual graves. Don't step on the graves. Avolo al HaKvaros Mamish, don't go directly on the graves, even Afilu Kivri Yisrael. And he brings down, in that situation, there's Kabbalistic, metaphysical ideas why you shouldn't do that. It's Kiyesh Locho Shiyistab Gubo HaChitzonim. All the, what they call the Chitzonim, the Klipos, these external, bad, demonic type of forces can attach themselves to your body, to your neshama. Again, it's all metaphysical. It's not a physical attachment. And therefore, one should stay away from actually walking on the graves themselves. The issue footnote number 49 brings down the marker for this is from the Mogen Avraham, who brings down from the Arizal, the only time you should go and step actually on the quarrels is when you're actually burying somebody. And he says, this is especially if the person, Rachmon Lassan, has had seminal discharges and didn't do everything he can to make sure that that doesn't happen. And in that situation, a person is especially prone to having these klipos, these supernatural negative things attach themselves to the person. And it's mashma from the Arizal. Therefore, he says, don't go on these graves no matter what. I remember hearing that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't allow the children to go in some places, the Chevra Kedisha doesn't allow the children to go up to the grave itself, again, because of the concern of these klipos attaching to them. In any event, Moshe finds his Asal in the Yugas. Moshe adds, based upon this Arizal, Ein Lelech Klala Beis HaKvaros, Aflavakir Kivrei Avos. He says, therefore, it's not a good idea in general to go to graves, except on the yard site, he says, then you should go. However, he says, that's not the minhag, and people do go to the graves, and that's okay. On the other hand, the great Minchas Alozer, the Munkacher Rebbe Zatzal, he writes, based upon this Arizal, Shein Leilech HaLakvaros Shalol Letzorech, don't go to the graves if there's no reason. However, Letzorech Mitzvah, for purposes of a mitzvah, for example, l'shtatech al-kivri tzadikim l'smal sham, but to go there to throw yourself at the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven in the schus of the tzadikim, they should help us, that's allowed. And he adds, shavim darku l'kivri tzadikim over some l'kivri sharbnei adam in l'lochosh. He says, if you have to reach the graves of the great tzadikim, you have to pass over the graves of other people, he says, that's okay, because a shomer mitzvah lo yed adav ra. Since you're doing a mitzvah, you'll be protected by doing the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Kosav b'shalua shenochu shalelech b'chafunya gedola ki ein ze elatil." He says, when you do go to the cemeteries, don't go with a large crowd, because then it becomes a teal, then it becomes a party. The guy maybe they see achskulin and people are going to talk amongst each other and they're going to talk about stupid things, secular things, and nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. Umesich and daitem avelus, and they're going to forget about the avelus of Tisha B'Av, which is of course something that you're not supposed to do. So what should you do? He says, Rak yelech yechidi, go by yourself. Oh, imodecho, to go with one other person. And in this way, shalo yifzikul miladabra binyan achurban, you won't stop thinking or talking about the churban if you're only with another person, ulasorah bavelas, and to stimulate and spur your mourning for the loss of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, Vinira Odi says, if the only way you can go to the cemetery is by putting on leather shoes, he says, then it's actually better. Then don't go to the cemetery. Better not to go to the cemetery and have to put on shoes. Better to stay home and not go to the cemetery and not put on shoes. Finally, the Ramah concludes this beautiful siman, and he says, "V'imira meis b'tisha b'av, rechwan al-san, if somebody passes away on Tisha B'av, he's been buried on Tisha B'av, so after they bury him, we normally say Tzedek HaDin, so he brings down from the Tashbeitz, ain't no room Tzedek HaDin. In this situation, we don't say Tzedek HaDin. Dirshu footnote number 50 brings down, however, in Yerodeya, in Shulchan Aruch, it tells us that there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Are you allowed to say Tzedek HaDin on a day that we don't say Tachnun, on a day that's a Moed? So Tisha B'av is called the Moed. So Mistama, the same machlokas should apply over here. The Ramah wrote, Sheish Cholkin, Shalom Ar Tzedek HaDin B'Moed. The Ramah says there are those that say you don't say Tzedek HaDin on a Moed. And he says, Ukein Haminok Parshat Medino Selu, Shalom Ar Tzedek HaDin B'Cholayomim, Shein Omer Batem Tachnun. He says, we don't say Tzedek HaDin on any day that we don't say Tachnun. Finally, the bracha that one says when he goes to a cemetery, he hasn't been in the cemetery in 30 days, the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin, etc. So that bracha, which is supposed to be said when you enter a cemetery, if you haven't been in a cemetery for 30 days, so it's also brought down from the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu that his brother-in-law, the great Stipler Gaon, once asked the Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law, I am Mutal Amro Kishiro Kavar Mechol Amoyd, O B'tisha B'av, should you say this bracha, Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin, on Chol HaMoed or on Tisha B'Av? And they responded that the Chazon Ish did not answer, v'lo onelo, and the Stipler Gaon himself said, Hu atzmo omar shamavarech lo hifsid. He thought that if you make the bracha, there is nothing wrong, you won't lose, it is proper to make the bracha. It's not a birchas hananin, you're not getting hanah from it. This is a birchas shevach v'yodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he felt it was okay to say so. So this was a difficult siman to talk about all the sadness, so we'll just repeat the last words of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Dikrei Moed v'chanal b'reisha siman, that this Yontif of Tisha B'Av is a Moed. And be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, it should really be the will of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this year, after such a difficult year with the pandemic, after so many difficulties in Klai Yisrael, so many losses, so many great people, be'ezus Hashem, this year Tisha B'Av should be a true Moed, and not just Ikri Moed, that it's called the Moed, but it should be, Be'ezus Hashem, a true Moed, a true great holiday for Klai Yisrael with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira B'yameinu. With that, we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes and today's Shir.